Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So grateful that you're here with me today to study the Word of God. And as we began this fifth chapter of the book of Galatians, let's open our time together with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, what can we say? We're learning so much about how you desire to give us your grace and not just your law. Lord, that we couldn't keep the law, so you extended grace through your Son, Jesus Christ, and we're so grateful. Today we ask that you would guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit. Empower us to live by your Spirit, we ask. And Lord, may we give a life, or live a life that is pleasing in your eyes. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Stand Fast in Liberty. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Paul the Apostle spent the first four chapters of the book of Galatians telling the church members the difference between the law of God and the grace of God. Now that those who read these words know there is a difference, in chapter 5 and verse 1, Paul begins to share how we are to live once we know this. He wrote, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Paul gives the Galatian church members two directives in this verse. First, he said, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free." The idea is that one must persist, persevere, make a firm stand in Christ's liberty. As the old hymn proclaims, "Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe." There is no more payment to be made. No amount of good works, good deeds, offerings, service, or other means of fleshly work needs to be accomplished. Jesus provided liberty. And because he did, we are set free. We must stand firm in the knowledge and life of this wonderful gift. Paul adds, secondly, "and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." There's no need to return to the former things, for they are done away. It would be a disadvantage to us once we are set free to return to a restrictive yoke. The law of God was like a yoke around the neck of an animal. It was burdensome, heavy, grievous, and difficult. And to return to attempting to follow it for salvation would not be wise. Jesus freed us from the yoke of bondage called the law, and we have no need to return to its bindings. As we read these words, perhaps we should take inventory of our lives and determine whether we have returned in any manner to restrictive rules or traditions which bind us, rather than allow us to stand fast in Christ's liberty. Are there areas where self-imposed rules govern so strongly that if they were violated in any manner, we would think ourselves unsaved? As we ponder these things, let us remember once again the sacrifice of Jesus Christ has made. It is finished, and now our belief in his completed work is all that's necessary for us to be free. Let us be free indeed. Next time, we will discover what Paul says profits us nothing. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.